ดีครับท่านผู้ฟังทุกท่านนี่คือรายการจิบเล่าเล่าเรื่องนะครับอยู่กับผมพิธีกรขี้เมาเจ้าเดิมนะครับพี่อาร์นะครับวันนี้เนื่องจากอยู่ในสถานการณ์ล็อกดาวน์นะครับไม่ใช่ล็อกดาวน์นะเป็นเราอยากล็อกดาวน์นะแต่มันมีบางคนไม่ให้นะครับแต่ก็ไม่เป็นไรนะครับชีวิตก็ว่ากันไปคือวันนี้ต้องถ้าใครเป็นแฟนของอาจารย์ขอโทษครับพี่อู๋ต้องขออภัยเพราะว่าเราไม่สามารถที่จะเดินทางไปอัดรายการกับพี่อู๋ได้นะครับผมก็เลยต้องไม่อยากทิ้งช่วงนานเกินไปซึ่งจริงๆก็ทิ้งช่วงนานเกินไปแล้วตอนนี้นะครับก็เลยจัดเป็นเทปพิเศษขึ้นมานะครับเรียกว่าขัดตาทับไปก่อนวันนี้แต่ไม่ต้องห่วงคอนเซปต์เรายังเป็นเรื่องดื่มๆเมาๆเหมือนเดิมนะวันนี้เรามีแขกรับเชิญพิเศษเป็น special guest นะครับวันนี้อาจจะต้องขออนุญาตท่านผู้ฟังนะครับเป็น bilingual สักนิดนึงครับ2ภาษาเพราะว่าเคสของเรานั้นพูดภาษาไทยได้แค่นิดหน่อยนะครับHenry could you please introduce yourself
โอเคครับสวัสดีครับผมชื่อ Henry นะครับผมแฟนคุณเวียดนามนะครับผมอยู่เมืองไทยมา2ปีแล้วนะครับพูดไทยได้นิดหน่อยนะครับ
Very great applause
Thank you ขอบคุณครับ ขอบคุณมากครับ
you say exactly just like you were practicing very nice very nice
so actually yes actually I stay here for two years already soduring my study time,
could you tell the audience what did you do for the last 2 years that you've been in Thailand?
Okay, ครับ my name is Henry, นะครับ I come from Vietnam, and I was graduated master degree from Chulalongkorn University.
ไม่เป็นไร, I told you don't have to say the institution name, but okay, this is a good thing, not the bad thing. your professor should be proud. Okay, please go ahead.
ขอโทษนะครับ I should not say too deeply about my information. นะครับ Yeah, during two years stay in Thailand, I just spend my time to study in university and.For my free time, I just go around with my Thai friends, and so that's why nowadays I can speak a little bit Thai.
Okay. Yeah. Normally do you considering yourself a drinking person? Do you drink, right?
Yeah. Yes. Of course. If you talk with any Vietnamese, I think on a Vietnamese man, I would not say that.We have to drink during our life because that is
very custom. The custom.
First,
you can say it's a manner. The good manner that to drink with your college or your boss.
Yes, and also work, we can make relationship very good relationship with friend.
So if you say that you consider yourself a drinking person, I heard that this show.We have the name of the show in English, na. Take a sip, take a seat. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
I heard that lately this show is very famous in Vietnam.
Okay. First time I know. ขอโทษนะครับ maybe.
But after today, I think this show will be very famous in Vietnam, and you can be the very famous celebrity.
Hopefully, นะครับ
ครับ okay.
Yeah.
Then please cheers. Then we can start telling our audience.If you want to, you know, share with Vietnamese, what should we say?
Yeah, we drink. I mean, when we drink, we just make the environment is to be funny. Like we usually say like that. Một hai ba zô.
Một hai ba zô.
Yes. Can you repeat my?
Okay, ครับ.
Okay. Hai ba.So,
hi, ba.
So, hi, ba. What?
Yeah, okay.
So normally when you go to any restaurant or if you see someone drink in Vietnam, you will see like that.
It's just like in Thai we call chon keo or in Japanese we call kampai.
Yeah, kampai.
Or in English we call cheers. The same thing. So if you have.If you find yourself, you have a Vietnamese college or friend, and you go out with them, you can say "mot hai ba yo, mot hai ba" two times, and the third time,
yes.
"mot hai ba
uống." Yeah, it's okay. mean one, two, three, yeah. And after that, we will ask "bao nhiêu," it means เท่าไหร่นะครับ
very useful word นะ
yes
you can use Bangnia with people ไหม
yeah.
you see this show is very educational so the you don't have to question why this show is very popular in Thailand right now
so how many viewers or how many subscribers
around 36 per episode
36 million $36 million
No, $36 million. I'm waiting for about 8,000 more views. We get some share from YouTube, nah. So you please tell your Vietnamese colleagues to, even though they cannot understand Thai, but please, when they have free time, just turn on this channel, nah.
Okay, I will share it in my Facebook after.
Okay, please go back to about drinking culture because. The theme of the show today, I would like to make a little bit of comparison between the drinking style in Thailand and drinking style in Vietnam. I know that even though, you know, it's very very irony that even though we are the neighboring country, we know very little about each other.
I agree.
To me personally, I really like Vietnam a lot because I have a lot of very good Vietnamese friends. And I like Vietnam because we are so cheap.
Yes.
I want to know from people who grow up in Vietnam and have an experience. 2 years experience is a lot of experience. I can tell. So do you think comparing between Thai and Vietnam about drinking? Maybe what you can find in the supermarket, beer and wine and whatever drink you can imagine of. Do you think it's different from your home country or not?
Of course, the most thing I can see is. Price of
the price.
Yes.
Talking about the price, how much the price? If you talk about beer,
yes.
In Vietnam, we know that beer. A can of beer in Thailand maybe around 35 or 40. If you go for the high standard beer like Hoegaarden, maybe around 50 baht, 60 baht. But in Vietnam,
I would like to say that. To buy a little of beer in Vietnam is more cheaper than a little of Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Yeah, that's why when I went to Vietnam, I never drink water or Coca-Cola at all. Because, you know, it's like putting side by side Vietnamese beer. Just only you can correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Yes.
Maybe in Thai baht, maybe only 13 baht. 13
yes
or yes. 15 baht
yes.
That's very cheap, man.
20 baht na krab
yeah. Or 20 baht you can get a very high quality of
yeah.
beer
of course high quality
very nice so one thing that come to your mind is the price in Thailand the price can be double or in some kind of drink like wine or whiskey can be triple if for the imported product so of course drinking in Thailand is very pricey comparing yeah. to drinking in Vietnam. So that is the reason why people in maybe one of the reason why Vietnamese people love to drink after work a lot because it's so cheap as Coca-Cola. But about how about other I feel like I am like Chom Khoan. You know Chom Khoan?
ไม่ รู้ นะครับ
like I am interviewing the president or something very important task. So apart from the price, is there any other difference between Thai culture and Vietnamese culture? I mean, in the context of drinking.
Okay. For the culture drinking, I think it's very pressure if you are Vietnamese guy. When you drink, it's very difficult to say that when you drink, you get very pressure because to compare with my experience in Thailand, when I drink with my friend or even with you, I feel it's very free. I have freedom to drink. It means nobody forced me to drink too much.
In yes, Thailand, right?
Yes, yes. But in Vietnam. If you cannot drink,
you felt a duty.
Yes,
when you drink. Okay, you have a minimum and the requirement to do when you are drinking.
That.
No.
Yeah.
That's not good. Drinking supposed to be happy activity, right?
Yeah. So, I just lost some example นะ if you drink in Vietnam I mean when you finish drink you cannot take a water after you finish some shot yeah because
really?
Yes some people they will tell that that is just for girl nah for women nah and you will they will say go back and take and wear a dress because they think that when you drink you should be very strong
it's more like a trial that you have to overcome nah
yes
I don't feel like this is a happy activity ไม่ดีbut in Thailand you can like have a feel like more casual vibe like just going with your own pace you don't have to rush or no one like force you to drink
yes
okay that's the different thing I think it's getting far more serious so another subject that I want to let you share with the like millions of audiences of this show it's like about you know I want the listener of this program mainly Thai of course to know when they go to Vietnam what they can expect and how they can find a drink if they go get out of their hotel in the night time to go to find a drink what should they expect and any casual vocabulary that they can use in the bar or in the street street food restaurant something like
okay,
that
okay firstly if you go to Vietnam
are talking about which part of Vietnam
okay if you have opportunity to go to Vietnam nah firstly if you for example if you stay in Hanoi
the capital
Hanoi capital you if you want to go to the streets to find somewhere to drink just tell the taxi driver that the street for me nah for example and is it famous for foreigner even when they go to Vietnam to travel that's Ta Hiet street
Ta Hiet
ครับ
you can just like open the the cab I mean the taxi store tell the cab driver that Ta Hiet okay
yes
is it in the downtown or suburb
it's in downtown Hanoi capital
okay good
and the price is not really expensive I mean
sorry if I interrupt now because I want to know this is new to me as well
yes
it's just like do you know Thong Lo ไหม Thong Lo
ไม่รู้ I should know I
the new cluster came from new COVID cluster came from Thong Lo นะ
ไม่รู
้ it's a very luxurious but only the stupid went to Thong Lo
I should know
I just make a joke ไ
งข้าวสารข้าวสารคร
ับ ข้าวสารชีฟอะชีฟฝรั่งชีฟฝรั่งนะชีฟฝรั่งเว้นทุกข้าวสารนะ
จริง
บัดฝรั่งรวยเว้นทุก somewhere else นะบัดโอเคท้องหล่อ also the for the night life very they have a many great restaurant if not the Michelin restaurant and also in the night life they have a you can imagine of any kind of luxurious bar so that's very luxurious I mean you go to pub in Thong Lo maybe 2,000-3,000 baht
where
more than that
Bangkok นะครับ
Bangkok สิครับ but this place อะไรนะที่ the place that you were talking about
Ta Hiet ครับ
not for the rich people ใช่ไหม
yes of course
you mean yes it's for the rich people
no
okay
ขอโทษนะครับ
ไม่เป็นไรครับ
yeah
not my first not our first language ครับไม่เป็นไร
yeah you just spend about maybe 500
บาทนะครับ500นี่ for drink only นะใช่ไหม but after drink
including food นะ
yeah including food เหรอ
I would like to say that he to spend
but you
I meanfor my experiment in Thailand when I spend money to drink
how much
very expensive to compare with drink
if you are in
alcohol and food
if you are in Bangkok downtown you say that you were studying at Chulalongkorn University. Sorry for the very old institution.
Eh? Machinist.
You said it already.
Yeah,
but
don't.
Hopefully my professor will not follow this channel.
But when you were in Bangkok downtown, if you drink a lot, do you get drunk? Impossible. Food too. Impossible to pay less than 1,000 baht. Hardly.
Yeah.
But in Alina, again, very difficult to pronounce.
Tahiyat, nah,
Tahiyat. Tahiyat. Only 500 baht, including. Yes. But this, for Vietnamese people, you don't have custom to go after finishing one place, you go to another place. Like Japanese, you don't have that custom, right?
Yes.
You have only one place, stay there until.
Yeah. That is a street, and you can find many restaurants.
Mm.
Yes, you just sit in the streets and you just order some beer or alcohol and just some fast food.
Mm.
You can drink it, enjoy the drink with your friend. Haloy Ban Akap is around 350,000 Vietnam dong. So I already teach you about Vietnamese language. Can you say it again?
350, right?
Yes.
What? Ba bon. Ba mười. Hey, ไม่ใช่ดิ.
บางเงียน.
บางเงียน. บางเงียน nấm.
ไม่ใช่ครับ. ไม่ใช่ครับ. ba trăm.
Oh, ba trăm.
Ba trăm.
Ba trăm
lẩm. Ba trăm năm mươi.
Ba trăm năm mươi.
Ba trăm năm mươi ngàn, nè, ครับ.
Yeah. ไม่ใช่ ba trăm lẩm, à?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, it's been like 2 weeks already.
Yes. We don't have Vietnamese class anymore.
During like 2 weeks, I've been studying Japanese as well and our language as well. So too many languages I have been studying. Okay, you say that 500, but if you go to, that's in Hanoi downtown.
Yes.
But if you go to
Ho Chi Minh,
sorry.
Yes. Mm.
Can be more expensive, right?
The biggest city in Vietnam is Ho Chi Minh City.
Right.
You may know it already. You just tell taxi driver to go to อะไรนะ
ไม่รู้อ่ะ
I don't know. I lose my brain. I already drank. นะครับ sorry นะครับ ขอโทษนะครับ อะไรนะ
You want me to Google it to help you?
ตาเหี้ยนี่น่าหน่อยอ่ะ
ตาเหี้ยแน่หน่อย
โอ้ Ho Chi Minh อะไรนะ
อะไรวะ You know อะไรวะด้วย
อะไรวะ
ไม่เป็นไร because my question is about how much you have to pay. And Henry
I lose my brain. Sorry.
Henry is searching. Henry is googling about the famous drinking street in Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh, yeah, sorry. I often call it like the old name of Saigon. But why you are searching? You are from originally. You are from the north or from the south?
I
ไม่รู้อ่ะ.
ขอโทษนะครับ. I already drank. I drink too much today.
I told you. You drink too fast.
อะไรนะ I forgot นะครับ ตาเหี้ย and
you want me to call your professor
ตาเหี้ย and อะไรนะ
ไม่รู้กูจะรู้ได้ยังไง Takeshita Street
หรือเปล่า different country
it's very irony that I know a lot
actually,
about
actually
Japanese
I come from the south no sorry the north of Vietnam is my province is there take around 200 kilometers to far from Hanoi and I just moved to Ho Chi Minh City and my home
but you don't have to worry nah because
I already stay in Ho Chi Minh City for 5 years but I don't know why now I lose my brain a couple
I cannot understand you drink too much but you don't have to worry because we have a lot of crew our show is a big budget show we have like 7 or 8 People working for us. You can ask our staff to check on that information for you,
right?
But we can move on to another subject. No worry.
No, I.
Do you want me to pause this show for a moment until you can find.
No, just give me, one minute.
Okay,
I am searching from Google.
Okay, please go back to Hanoi. Now my next question is still about Hanoi.
Okay, ครับ.
So 500 baht, you said, is about drinking. But after drink, nah, sometimes you need some more activity. After drink.
Okay. I remember, นะครับ. Bui Viet Street, นะครับ.
No, it's like, we keep that name for another next question, nah, because we now we already go back to Hanoi.
ครับ.
What I just questioning you that after drink, sometimes we have to have another activity, นะ. Staff, could you please fill in the water? Okay. Sometimes we need another activity after drink. You know what I mean. And 500 baht just only for drink and food.
Yes.
After drink, if we want to have some activity, bong nghèo ครับ.
Hey, you list me to think about extra service, ครับ. Okay.
Bong nghèo ครับ. Can we find a place? But in Hanoi, if you go to ไอ้นะตามเหียนนะ
ตาเหียนนะ
ตาเหียนตาเหียนแต่ yeah if you don't want to go back home you can find some place around that street and do some extra activity ไหม
yeah extra service นะครับ yeah okay นะครับขอโทษนะครับ
ไม่เป็นไรครับ Henry just get to drunk
yeah no just
I will ไม่เป็นไร I will delete that part because otherwise the our million audiences will be
you know yeah also I will share this video in my Facebook and I think that's my professor will you know that situation
nah I didn't know this
No. Okay. But please go back to the question. We just like getting, you know, around the bush. Another activity after drink. I mean, if people, I mean, like Thai people, like stupid tourists like me, go to that street and after drink, I paid 500 baht.
Okay.
I don't want to go back to the hotel. I want some extra activity. Is it safe or not? First question, is it safe or not? Second question, this is expensive.
จริงๆ is I จริงๆนะ is very safe in my country นะครับ you know Vietnamese Vietnam we are communism country นะ
ใช่ๆ
so is to safe and for next activity if you want to enjoy after drinking you can go toขอโทษนะครับbecause
ไม่เป็นไร
yes.
you don't have to say the name of the road but you don't have sorry you have to after drink at the what street นะตาเหียน you have to go to other street that famous for that kind of activity
actually actually I'm not
you know
a playboy นะ so I don't know much
okay.
about honestly I'm don't
we have to ask Leon ใช่ไหม
yes
So sorry for the third person not being here.
I don't know much about the service after we drinking, but
okay,
for my experience, after I drink in Thailand,
but in Thailand, in Thailand, you know that kind of place, man. I have to took Vuong for that kind of place, nah.
Khao San.
ไม่ใช่Don't have to go that far. In the old days, I was living around Yak Tik Chai near Victory Monument. Nah, you know, Botan, right? Sao Botan.
ไม่รู้นะครับ
Sao Botan. Sao Botan. Next to Sao Botan, there's some restaurant. That's very open for. That's very famous for extra activity. Nah. But unfortunately, you already graduated.
But I still stay in Thailand. Okay, I still stay in Bangkok. Nah,
that very. Sorry for the audience, but that very that the truth, that the fact that is very famous. But of course, you have to pay it. Not a lot. Comparing to the other places, but still expensive anyhow.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, please go back because the idea of having this channel not.To focus on extra activity,
extra service, nah. Yes, of course.
Not focus on extra service. Let me go back to about drinking.
Okay, we move to
now we move to Ho Chi Minh
City, nah. the biggest city in Vietnam. So I already get the name of the streets.
Okay.
After I do Google searching, like
you just did the very quick homework.
Yes. Bùi Việt, like up.
Bùi Việt, eh?
Bùi Việt.
Bùi Việt. Is that the Vietnamese language?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, not the French.
Yeah.
Bùi Việt.
Bùi Việt.
Even though I've been in Ho Chi Minh many times, but yep. I don't, maybe I've been in that place before, but I don't know. It's called Bùi Việt.
Actually, we have a lot of streets for drinking for native Vietnamese people, but I just talk about I just introduce for foreigners people.
Mm-hmm.
That is famous for foreigner tourism. Bùi Việt streets. So when you go there. Even I am Vietnamese, but sometimes if I go there, they are not welcome Vietnamese people.
Just like Phuket, nah?
Yes.
Just like Phuket, nah?
Just for foreigners. People.
This? Yeah. I just have my staff like searching about the photo of that street for me. Just like Khao San, nah?
Yeah, จริงๆ นะครับ.
เหมือน Khao San, nah?
เหมือนกัน นะครับ.
Okay. So the cheap tourists want to go there, right? But actually, this is my personal experience. Eh? You don't have to go to that kind of street to find yourself, you know, overwhelmed with the drink.
Yeah.
Because like every 7-Eleven, no, they don't have 7-Eleven in Vietnam. Any kind of like supermarket or convenience store fill up with like. Abundance of the this is exactly like Khao San Road, nah? They just copy Khao San Road. Okay, but you don't have to go to that place, could I? You go out from the like hotel store, like you know, enter the convenience store and buy anything you can drink, and I believe I am sure that you can buy some.
Ajang up, just
making
go back to our conversation, nah? Firstly, I. For previous, I just talked about the price of alcohol or beer for drinking in China.
Mm.
And secondly, I want to mention about where and when we can buy alcohol.
You know,
in Vietnam, we can buy anywhere,
24/7.
Anytime.
24/7.
Yes. Okay, Kap. Yes, but in Thailand, you know. Okay. Now I...
From 11
ranking, นะครับ
yeah I know
so you know I just broke up with my girlfriend and you know I really
sad
really sad and I want to buy something for drink นะ but
you cannot
yes I went to 7-Eleven I cannot buy because they said okay
the time is
just
not,
yes
right
you can allowed. You can buy just from.
From 11 to 11 to 2 and
no,
then
no
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then
really?
Yeah and then yes. 5 and then 5 p.m. until midnight
yes because I went there
how stupid that law
yes,
is
I went there around 4 p.m. and I just got
you have to
some
wait
beer.
For I want to
and I go to customer I say okay but they say ไม่ได้ นะ ครับ
I can thinking of like very nice YouTube content for you. If you want to imitate that experience you have after you broke up with your girlfriend and you want to drink you want to drink
don't
but,
make me cross
but you cannot drink because Thai stupid law that you're not allowed to buy alcohol until 5 in the afternoon. That very how stupid that is. But anyhow, okay, you shock, you are like shocking at that moment because you cannot buy a drink.
Yes.
And you have to buy something else like Coca-Cola or Schweppes.
No, okay. you know, when I broke up with my friend, yeah. I need some alcohol,
I know, yeah, I know.
Okay. One more thing, I talk about Vietnamese drink culture.
Yep.
For me, I come from the north of Vietnam region. So, we prefer to drink alcohol more than beer because it's
you cannot grow
higher
higher attitude
yes start enough
sorry higher altitude not attitude
okay just take from my father experience like a story นะ my father never drink beer because he said it's not enough for him yeah
two week
yes it's just about 5
it's already percentage of beer
yes
about around not over 6% 5 to 6%
yes 5 to 6
okay
my father he never
okay pause. For educational time nah, okay. Beer is about 5 to 6%
yes
for wine about 12 to 14%
yes
for Japanese sake maybe about 16 to 18%
yes
for shochu Japanese shochu 22 to 25% but for whiskey about 40%
but in Vietnamese we have traditional uncle around 48%.
Is that a local made?
Yes. Yeah. So I prefer that one, and also my father prefers that one. He said, "Ah, beer is not never enough for him."
I can think of another YouTube content for you. You want to be the celebrity, right? You can show Thai viewer how to make a local Vietnamese drink like that.
I know how to do
that. Our lab has a lot of instruments.
Our lab has yes.
But don't tell the audience where the lab is. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But we have a lot of instruments. We have a how to call that distillation unit something.
Yes.
I bought it like many months ago.
Yes.
I had to make it, but the thing is, I cannot find a barrel to make for it. But if you think that your Vietnamese local drink can you don't have a barrel to make through. You can use my distillation system to make it, and then you can record
but
the video.
I need something called
ไรนะ ไม่รู้
last time
มันอะไรวะ
last time you bring me to Kai Sun That University campus in Bang Khen you already tell me อะไรนะ
ไม่รู้ไม่เป็นไรนะไม่เป็นไรตายหาท้ายOkay, so just go back to thinking about the like beer.
Anina cup. Yeah.
Oh, look bang.
Yes.
Look bang. Very easy to buy.
To know that. Yes.
You can.
I need that one.
I don't know if in you show how to make it in Thailand. Maybe it's illegal. I don't know. But if you can show to your Vietnamese audience that you make this kind of drink with the local look bang from Thailand.
Cup.
Okay, but now we know a lot that okay you go where you can find yourself a very good place to drink. You don't have to mention that you can find any street food. You can like bargain to any street food that you like it from the visual expression that okay this look delicious. You can go there try it, but it's very cheap though comparing to our like your Thai standard. It's very cheap, maybe one bowl of noodle only 40 baht. It's very big chunk of noodle, and the drink of course super cheap. I think we've been recording for 30 minutes already.
Yes.
Just like I told you, so I want to drink personally lah.
I just want to share my experiment.
Okay.
Drinking experiment in Thailand. Like, I'm not really like to drink beer in Thailand because firstly it's very expensive, and secondly I already know one thing for traditional alcohol in Thai they call Sato, right?
Sato, right?
Chai, Sato, right?
Sato, right?
Chai. Okay, but it is not really strong enough. For me,
like the Sato Sato you drank is like have no standardization.
Yes.
It's from the local factory, no oil or anything. So, but now you are drinking something much stronger.
I already say that I prefer to drink something is strong.
I think Sato in Thailand maybe only 6% now 6% alcohol top, no, not more than that, I think. Yes. So and the thing is I think it's full of sugar because it's made from rice.
Yes.
So the, I don't know if like in the long run if you drink it, it's very cheap. If people go to Krongprem prison for whatever you know, visit Penguin or visit Rung, are they in Krongprem or not? Penguin and Rung but I don't know, maybe not, but anyhow, if you have a chance to visit Krongprem here, opposite side of the road of Krongprem prison, they have a place to that sell sato, very local sato. It's just only 6% alcohol. Even if you are the foreigner, you can buy it. Only 20 baht per bottle. But the thing is, maybe the people from the north, like you, maybe you don't like it because it's too weak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, that place you can find good luk peng for making your own. Okay.
But at least it is the drinking thing I can find in Thailand is stronger than
beer.
Yeah.
Stronger than beer.
Stronger than beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, you know, I already stay here for 2 years, so I really miss a traditional Vietnamese alcohol. No?
I told you have to make
around 48%. Yeah.
If anything you can find here, you have to make it yourself, like democracy.
No, I not really prefer to drink some wine or alena.
I have 70% rum, 70% drink at my house. Next week I will bring it for you.
Okay.
You can set fire on it. Like that. Very nice, very nice. Okay. It's very educational. It's very educational. I enjoy it a lot.
No. But I think we should have more conversations for next week, nakap.
But
this already 37 minutes, nakap. But I want to share more my experiment. My Vietnamese couch.
You can
culture.
You can. You
we,
can.
We have a lot. I also have a lot of.
You don't have to worry. This channel. We have millions of people waiting for the. New episode.
Okay, yeah.
But okay, yes. I like the idea that we have to be like be recording this, you know, special episode until the COVID situation lift off.
Yeah.
But so maybe next for the next episode or future episode, you can, you know, do your homework, what you want to share with the Thai audiences and Vietnamese audiences.
Okay, yeah. Lastly, Nakap, I already drunk today and you know.
Yeah, no, because
just give me 1 minute left. I just want to say to my ex-girlfriend.
You want to say to my ex-girlfriend? Yes. Okay, please, people.
I just want to say that.
Please keep silent. We will be going to the silence moment and he will be reminiscent about his girlfriend. 1 minute, okay?
Ex-girlfriend,
sorry. 1 minute, okay.
ขอโทษนะครับ I
take your time ครับ
I'm going to
please
crying
please
yes
please if the ex girlfriend of Henry is listening, he will be going to talk about you. Please keep patient, please be patient. Okay 1 minute for you only, please go ahead.
ขอบคุณนะครับ I just want to say that I miss you and I love you too much ครับ I'm crying นะครับ
Very dramatic, and I want to, even though you break up with your girlfriend, but I want to cheer you up that if you can find a nice girl better than your girlfriend, nah, you maybe find nice boy here.
No, I love her. Okay, yeah.
Okay, ครับ ไม่เป็นไรครับ
ไอ้ จริงๆ ไม่ใช่กันเลยนะครับ
ไม่ใช่กันเลย
ครับ
ไม่ถึงอยู่ก็ไม่เป็นไรครับโอเคโอเค understand ครับโอเคครับ
โอเคครับ
I want to do is like Vietnamese style นะ
ครับ
I want to feel
okay
I want to feel up นะ
โอเค I but
Henry I want
I need someone join with us because we cannot bring just only two people
I want 1 minute to thinking about my girlfriend as well
my wife
please
ไม่เป็นไร
strongest นะครับ please พาดแบงทุกแกน
อันนี้มัดอันนี้มัดอันนี้มัดอันนี้มัด
ขอโทษนะครับ
you don't have to mention about our stuff today okay okay please before we leave the recording
okay ครับ
please we are going to do Vietnamese style นะ
โอเคครับ
โอเคครับ
หมดหายบะโจหมดหายบะโจหายบะอ้วนบางเยี่ยว
บางเย
ี่
ยว
เนี่ยอะไรนะครับ
หมดหมด
จำครับโอ้ยโอ้ยขอโทษนะครับ
we have accident
yeah ขอโทษนะไอโอเค
sorry ครับ sorry to the audience ครับ Henry just got carried away ครับมัน no worry ครับ nobody hurt
yeah
nobody hurt okay ครับ
okay we
see you next
today นะครับ
so we you say see you next time ไหม
okay ครับ
because you have a lot of story to tell
yes,
นะ
yes Vietnamese culture drink culture
for my heart I like Vietnam a lot very nice country a long history country very big country and the food is top notch I can tell
ขอบคุณครับ
the first one of the first country after covid situation lift off นะ maybe Japan no Vietnam Vietnam นะโอเคครับ next until next time ครับจนกว่าจะถึงสัปดาห์หน้านะครับสัปดาห์นี้อาจจะเลอะเทอะไปหน่อยนะครับก็ช่วงโควิดซิทูเอชั่นนะครับก็ว่ากันไปนะครับถ้าจะโทษใครไม่ต้องโทษผมนะครับโทษคนบนนู้นน่ะที่เขาปฏิบริหารไม่เรื่องเลยนะครับก็งั้นก็แล้วแต่นะครับวันนี้ก็ขอบคุณทุกท่านนะครับผู้ฟังเป็นล้านๆท่านที่ติดตามฟังกันมานะครับก็จนกว่าสัปดาห์หน้าเรายังมีเรื่องจากเรายังมีเรื่องจากเวียดนามที่จะได้เล่ากันอีกมากมายนะครับไม่ต้องจำกัดเฉพาะเรื่องจากญี่ปุ่นแล้วตอนนี้ channel ของเราเนี่ย expand หมายถึงว่าขยายไปแบบ
เวลาดื่มในเวียดนาม
ทีมงานของเรานี่พูดถึงอาหารยี่ที่ดื่มกับเหล้าในเวียดนามน่าสนใจทีเดียวนะตอนนี้ channel ของเราเนี่ยเรียกได้ว่าประสบความสำเร็จต้องขยายทีมงาน
หล
าย
ร
้อยต้องขยายคอนเทนต์ไม่ใช่แค่เรื่องญี่ปุ่นแล้วตอนนี้นะครับเราจะพยายามพูดถึงเรื่องเครื่องดื่มในวัฒนธรรมการดื่มในระดับสากลให้มากขึ้นนะครับโอเคครับจนกว่าจะถึงในโอกาสถัดไปนะครับขอบคุณท่านผู้ฟังทุกท่านครับแล้วเจอกันในโอกาสหน้าครับสวัสดีครับ
จริงๆนะครับ I'm actually I'm not really I'm 100% of understand what you talk นะครับ by Thai language but you know I should very enjoy to drink today andokay. How do I say that? Just want to say, ขอบคุณนะครับ and สวัสดีครับนะครับ okay.